August, what, 28th, and I'm going to say the set-aside prayer. God, please set aside everything I think I know about you, God, the steps, recovery, the big book, what's best for me, what's best for others. Especially help me let go of all my old ideas so I can live in your truth. Heavenly Father, help me carry your message this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, we have some new people today and first time here, and we had some great birthdays. And it's always ironic that we're on There Is a Solution in the book today. And we have some people new. They may not know much about the book, but this book is the directions on how to recover from a hopeless condition of mind and body. And I lied to Mark. I'm going to review a couple pages just to put in perspective for the new people. The book starts with the doctor's opinion, which tells us what's wrong with us. And on the site, I've just been putting out the doctor's opinion that we did, what, 4 or 5 weeks ago. Then there's Bill's story of someone who had a hopeless condition of mind and body. He's one of our founders. And in 1934, he was dying. He was dying of alcoholism. And God decided that he wanted to send spiritual principles to the world. And he had Abby Thatcher from the Oxford Group come and help Bill. Bill decided that he was defeated, and he was willing to believe that there was a God personal to him that could help him. And once he did that, and he was willing to believe, he broke the icy intellectual mountain that he built between himself and God. And once he did that, a new world came into view, a new world where he wasn't the center of the world. And then he worked the steps in Towns Hospital in 1934 in November. And then he had a spiritual experience there where he really felt a, like Josiah explained, something happened to him. And he immediately, dying a few weeks before, immediately is determined to give this to someone, to other people, what he had gotten. And so that he could give it away, and so he changed completely. It's like Saul on the Damascus Road. Became Paul, went from going to persecute Christians to spreading the gospel. Something happened. God got his attention. And he lasted about 6 months, couldn't get anybody sober. But his wife said, "You're sober." And he tried to help people. People died in his house. He was dealing with hopeless alcoholics. Not people had a bad day coming to the meeting because the wife. They didn't have any meetings. They had no AA. There was nothing, no book, no 12 steps. He met Dr. Bob in May 1935. He was going to drink. Remember, he went there to make some money, and he was going to drink. And he stood in the lobby of the Mayflower Hotel, and at one end of the lobby was the church directory, and one end was the bar. And he says to himself, "Well, I'll go and just have maybe one," then immediately three drinks. And then God said to him, "Bad idea, Bill." He says fear gripped him. He shivered. And he turned away, and he heard the music and the laughter, and he turned away from that, which was his disease, to the God. He found Dr. Bob, and we're here today. This book was written in late 1938, published in early 1939. There were 80 people sober, but they had found a way out. And they wanted to give it to the world. And so this is their experience of what they did to recover from a hopeless condition of mind and body. It's not emphasized enough today at meetings. And so page 17 that we covered last week describes the fellowship that we have today in AA. It describes people who are all alcoholics who are here in some common peril. We've all hit the iceberg. We've all been shipwrecked. And we come in here and we share in that camaraderie, the common peril. They have groups for cancer patients, you know, to share their, you know, their strength together. This is a place to share your strength. But it says in the book that would never hold us together as we're now joined. This was written in 1939. the tremendous fact, the bottom of page 17, and Joe and Charlie make the point, this is the one page all newcomers have to understand, is that you have to have the common solution, which is the steps. AA is the steps, and this book is called Alcoholics Anonymous. It's not emphasized enough. We have meetings where we share common peril, but we need to share the common solution. And it's a way out on which we can all agree and which we join in brotherly and harmonious action. So AA in the beginning was where everybody joined in the action of the steps together. You couldn't get to the meeting till you did the third step, and they decided you were serious about this. And they worked the steps in about a week. And it says, this is the great news for those who suffer. Anybody suffering from alcoholism? So the great news is that there's a way out, but it's an action way out. It's not just everybody going to meetings together and sharing fellowship, which is important. The meetings are designed to bring you to people who have done the action to take you through the steps. And that's what they're going to talk about now. And we ended with the on page 18, and they're talking about this is a terrible illness. It is a terrible illness, isn't it? It's worse than, it's a fatal illness. And we don't emphasize that enough. And on the top of the page, I'm sorry, it says it's a different than any other illness. Like cancer is very bad, right? But nobody's angry at the cancer patient. But with the alcoholic, it's annihilation of all the things worthwhile in life. Annihilation is not good, by the way. All things. It engulfs all whose lives touch the sufferers. Engulfs it. Everybody that we come in contact, it brings misunderstanding. Anybody have fierce resentment against themselves from people that they've hurt? Financial insecurity, disgusted friends and employers, warped lives of blameless children, sad wives and parents. We hope this volume will inform and comfort those who are or may be affected. It's not just for alcoholics. This book, step 12 initially said, we carry this message to others, especially alcoholics. These are the spiritual principles that are found in the scriptures. They took the spiritual principles from the book of James and Sermon on the Mount, 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. So it says, but the ex-problem drinker, so you, people who shared their stories today, they're new people today. Notice ex-problem drinker. What's an ex-problem drinker? Well, they tell you, one who has found this solution. Now, it's this solution, and the title of this chapter is There is a Solution. There's only one solution in AA. You hear a lot of stuff. But the solution in AA is to work the 12 steps and to have a relationship with God, which will give you a power to live, and important in the beginning, a power to tell you not to drink. So that when things aren't going well, God will say, Michael, you don't need to drink now. Come back to me. Now, how do you learn that? You learn that through the actions of the steps, or how you learn to deflate your self-centeredness. So you learn these tools that whenever you're angry or afraid, you can turn to God. God will remove the anger or fear. You don't have to drink over your emotions anymore. You can go to God for treatment of your emotions. Because this is a disease of perception. You probably didn't hear that in treatment at Valley Hope. Alcohol has nothing to do with the disease. Alcohol is the treatment of the disease to change the way we see the world and the way we feel. And why don't we like the way we see the world and the way we feel? Because we're running it, and it's not treating us right. Screw that. They don't know who I am. I'm Michael the Magnificent. I was sitting in the room. Waiting for the doctor, and they had the door closed, and they had me waiting. And I said, I'm Michael the Magnificent. Hello, let's get moving here. And I'm being silly. They don't know I'm silly. But that's how alcoholics are. The wife isn't doing what I want. The boss is mean to me. Blah, 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 blah. It goes on and on and on. They're driving in front of me. They're I'm waiting too long in the line in the store. Nothing. There's almost nothing that can't disturb an alcoholic. And then when we get disturbed, we don't like the way we see it. So we need to fix it. We need to change the way we see reality. And we did that with booze or drugs or whatever you want to call it. Addict, alcoholic, whatever you are, you're really a perception changer. Whatever you use to change it, you'll become addicted to it. And we want to use God to change the way we see things, because we learned the fourth step, we're seeing things wrong. Our resentments are wrong judgment, our fears are wrong beliefs. They're not even true. They don't even exist in the reality. And we have shame and guilt because we've done what? Wrong actions, trying to fix our fear, our anger, manage the world. And so this is a very powerful spiritual program, but it has to be done. It can't be talked about. It has to be done. And you need to find someone to do it with, someone who'll go through this with you. And that's what we're going to talk about now. But the ex-problem drinker who has found this solution, who is properly armed with facts about himself, he can see the truth about his thinking. And how do you get properly armed with facts about yourself? You do steps 4 through 9. Steps 1 through 3 are designed to tell you you're screwed. You can't run your life and it work. You cannot stop drinking, ever. You have no defense on your own. And you're willing to believe that there is a power that can help you, and you've decided you're not going to play God anymore. Now, how hard is that if you're really a defeated alcoholic? How hard is that? It's not hard, but that won't change you. You change, you get on with the facts about yourself by working steps 4, 5, 6, and 7. And then you get right with the world with steps 8 and 9, and then you live those steps every day in step 10 and 11. Can generally win the entire confidence of another alcoholic in a few hours. You can win their confidence because you can tell them your experience. And we heard that today. We heard from Josiah how he went from a hopeless condition in prison 4 years ago. And he's here today, sober, new life, working, school, car, driving, right? We heard about Cliff. We heard about Stephanie dying. And then you can tell him what you did, what happened to you, and what it's like now. And then you win the entire confidence of another. If you're dying, and that's what the book is. This book is really their experience, and they're going to tell you what's wrong with them in the first 43 pages, and doctor's opinion. And then the solution, the action, is into action and how it works. It's very well laid out. It's not complicated. And it says, until such an understanding is reached, little or nothing can be accomplished. And what's the understanding that needs to be reached? The alcoholic has to understand his hopeless condition of mind and body without God, with himself in charge. There's no way you're going to drink again. It's guaranteed. If you're doing your plan, it's not going to work. So AA says, when you're done with your plan, try this plan. And that's what this book is. The first 88 pages is basically the plan of action, is what they did. Now, if you don't like it, don't do it. Tell us what happens. If you're tired of what happens, do this and tell us what happens. That's all the book is. That's what we heard today. Nothing can be accomplished until the person is completely defeated. Now, how do you completely defeat somebody? You can't. My sponsor, Cliff, heard him say it. He'd mutter under his breath, buy him more booze. He'd hear somebody just mumbling and, you know, they're not defeated. I personally think my defeat was a gift from God. I didn't wake up that morning and say, boy, at 2:30, I'm going to get down on my knees and ask God. It was a gift. I just couldn't go on anymore. Things were caving in on me. And I asked God to help me, and he put people in my life, all the circumstances, and I'm here today. Now, I did a lot of work, and I kept seeking, but I needed God's help to see that moment of defeat. But once you see it, don't waste it. Because a lot of people come to AA and have had that moment of defeat, and then they waste it. The ego rebuilds. We talk about that all the time. You're defeated on Saturday. you're crying, it's the end of the world. A week later, it's not so bad. Then a month later, well, I stayed sober a month. I could do it any time. I'm making too much of this. That's what Fred says, remember? And Mark's seen it. How many people? Somebody said in AA, it's a sea of faces, coming and going. So if you're here, give up and do it. That the man who's making the approach has had the same difficulty, that he obviously knows what he's talking about, that his whole deportment, the way he presents himself, shouts at the new prospect that he's a man with a real answer. There is a real answer. I have a real answer. It's in here. It's worked for me. That he has no attitude of holier than thou. We have to be careful of that. We're not any better than the people who don't make it. We're all hopeless alcoholics, but we have God. And we've allowed God to enter into our lives and submitted to him. We don't want nothing whatever except a sincere desire to be helpful. I mean, I've gotten up every Saturday for 13 years to do this meeting. You can't stop me. If I'm here by myself, that's okay. You can't stop me. I mean, I just can't not do it. That there are no fees to pay. Well, I don't think that's true. This is a mistake. We pay plenty. Think about what you paid to get in here. We pay plenty, but the solution's free. Now, people are going to treatment. They charge you $30,000, and you know, you go to intensive outpatient, all that. But the big book's $5. I heard somebody say they were telling this sponsor that they went to treatment 30 times. So the sponsor goes, well, you paid $500,000 for a big book. And you can't submit an insurance claim for Valley Hope for giving somebody a big book. You know, and I'm being silly, but we've gotten away from this. We've gotten away from the book, and there's nothing, I'm not saying it's good or bad, because Valley Hope's helped a lot of people, treatment helped me. It does a lot of good, but you have to follow it up by doing the action of the steps. We have no axes to grind, no people to please. Well, that's not true. We're always going to try to please people. That's part of my personality disorder, but no lectures to be endured. I hope you're not enduring this. If you are, don't tell me. But these are conditions which we have found most effective. And then there's, after such an approach, many take up their beds and walk again. I forgot to bring my Bible, you're probably glad. But it's from John chapter 5, and it's about the man at the pool of Bethesda, and he's crippled. And the pool ripples, and when the pool ripples, they believe that the angel is rippling the waters, and if you get in the waters, you'll be healed. And he can't get in the waters fast enough. He's too slow. He can't move. And nobody lifts him. So Jesus asks him, and he says, I just can't get into the water. He says, rise, take up your bed and walk. And so the only action that was really required of him was to see the need for God. And then God relieved him of his illness, and God can do the same with us. That's why it's in here. There's a lot of scripture in this book, but I hope nobody minds me quoting that. None of us makes the sole vocation of this work, nor do we think its effectiveness would be increased if we did. We feel that elimination of our drinking is but a beginning. That's an important line. Not drinking is not a spiritual solution. Not drinking is the beginning. Because I'll tell you, it's hard to work the steps drunk every day. Anybody agree with that? Yeah. Brian, what do you think? That's not going to work. No, I tried that. It's not going to work. We have to stop drinking, but that's just the beginning. Here's what we really want. We want emotional sobriety, not just physical sobriety. We want to be an important demonstration of the principles of these steps in our respective homes, occupations, and affairs. We are the message. We're going to show people we've changed. It changes us. We react differently to things. We don't need to go to alcohol when we don't like the way we feel. We go to God and we react differently. And remember, it says we want to practice the principles in all our affairs, step 12. And that's not talked about enough. That's the real goal. Not drinking is just when the disease of alcohol occurs. We have new people here. Alcoholism occurs when you're sober. What happens after you drink is just bad. But that's the effect of alcohol. Alcoholism occurs when you're sober, because when you're running the world and playing God, you don't like the way it goes, and you get irritable, restless, and discontented. And then your mind seeks the ease and comfort of alcohol and says, oh, I need a drink. And then once your mind tells you need a drink, if you're a real alcoholic, nothing can stop you. You don't have the power to say no to it. Your mind's been damaged. We learned early when we started drinking that alcohol changed the way we felt. We liked it, right? Anybody like it? Sure. And so our mind got damaged to the point that whenever we didn't feel well, we wanted to get a drink. And then at some point, if you're a real alcoholic, guess what you have? An allergy to it. So that once you put it in your body, you can't stop. Anybody have that? You can't stop drinking. You're screwed. So when you're sober, you can't say no to the drink because your mind's damaged and your body's damaged because you can't stop drinking. That's a bad situation. And there's no hope for that unless through these steps in God. That's what I believe. That's why it's so important to go through this and have somebody do the work. They say, if there's little doubt that much will be good. They had no idea when they wrote this book what would happen. They'd be in, what, 25 million copies? Who knows how many? How many languages? How many people have had recovery from this book? A couple million. But remember, there are probably how many alcoholics in the world? Half of 500 million? Who knows? 1 in 10. If we keep on the way they're going, they're going to be the surface of the problem will be scratched. They thought that nearby close to hundreds are dropping into oblivion every day. When you look at the situation today, it's so many people with the drugs and alcohol. It's one disease now. I mean, it's escape from reality, and the drugs are so powerful, and people die sooner. And we have to figure out a way we can help them. That's one of the reasons I started this book, because my son died, what, 13 years ago in this car at 4 in the morning, a drug overdose. And the Lord said, teach the book so that people can work the steps so they don't have to die. I think I've probably helped me. I hope I've helped some others. I see some here that have been here. Many could, now look at the sentence, many could recover if they had the opportunity we have enjoyed. It's not many would recover, could. Now, what's required to recover? The effort. There are those who cannot or will not completely give themselves to this simple program. We read it every meeting. Why? They're constitutionally incapable of being honest with themselves. Well, what the hell does that mean? I never understood that. What it means is that the person who will not or cannot do it can't see the truth of their situation. They can't see that they have a hopeless condition of mind and body. They just can't see it. They think there's another way out. And as long as you can't see your complete defeat, you're not going to do this. This book was really written for people who were done. This was written for people who were really done, who had had it, were done. And so it says, how then shall we present which has been so freely given us? Well, this is why we study the book. We have concluded to publish an anonymous volume setting forth the problem as we see it. And then here's what they're telling you. Is their problem your problem? They're going to describe in the next few pages loss of control once you drink, loss of ability to say no to drinking once your mind decides to drink. And if you have that, then we're going to publish, they set problem the problem, and then here's what they're going to bring. Their combined experience and knowledge. You can't argue with the book. It's their experience. You can't argue with Paul's experience on the Damascus Road. It's Paul's experience on the Damascus Road. You don't have to agree with it or like it, but it's his experience. And how do you know he had that? Because look what happened to that man. Look what happened to the people who did this program. Their lives changed. And then their experience and knowledge suggests a useful program with anyone concerned with the drinking problem, not just the alcoholic. I'd really like to see more people who aren't alcoholics study the steps. Why did God pick us to do it? Because we would be desperate enough. That's what Joe and Charlie say, and I think there's some truth to that. But the steps are helping so many people in so many ways, so many different programs. They're going to say that they're going to discuss medical, psychiatric, social, religious issues. We're aware that they're controversial. Nothing would please us so much as to write a book which would contain no basis for contention or argument. Well, that's not possible. I've heard people don't like the big book because they don't like the language. They're dying of alcoholism. They don't like the third step prayer because they use thou or something. I mean, they don't like me. I talk about God too much. I said, well, fine. Let me know how that's working for you. It says we shall do our utmost to achieve that ideal. They're going to do their best. But here's I'm going to end with this. I think I'm going to end, Mark, with the next few lines, okay? Maybe not. Most of us sense that real tolerance, this is such a key, I have to remember this, make this part of my prayer life. I have to have real tolerance of other people's shortcomings and viewpoints. That's what we learn in AA. We're tolerant of other people's, their personalities. When we get angry, we say, well, that's just their personality, and we can't be angry at someone just because it's their personality. A respect for their opinions or attitudes. Wouldn't that be great in our society today? Which make us more useful to others. And they're talking about consideration, being considerate, loving your neighbor as yourself. And this real tolerance for other people's shortcomings and viewpoints, or respect for their opinions of attitudes, that's God's will for me. People say, well, what's God's will for you? Well, there it is right there. And why? It makes me useful to others. I can't be useful to others if I'm back in self. Our very lives, now look at this, they're threatening your life again. My very life as ex-problem drinkers, they're talking about people who've done the deal, depend upon my constant thought of others and how I may help their needs. That's a whole change in the attitude and outlook of life for an alcoholic, to think of others. And you ever have to stop? I do. I have to stop and say, wow, I need to turn my thoughts to someone I can help. How can I help this person instead of judging them? Constant others, how I may help their needs. Now, here it is. You may have asked yourself why it is all of us became so very ill from drinking. They're going to tell you. Doubtless you're curious to discover how and why in the face of expert opinion to the contrary, because when this book was written, nobody thought an alcoholic could ever recover. I mean, a lot of people don't think it today. You know why? Because they see people dying left and right. How we have recovered from a hopeless condition of mind and body. Now, recovered, as they mean here, is not cured. It means that today Josiah is not fighting alcohol today. He's not fighting that obsession to drink. Stephanie isn't fighting it. Cliff isn't fighting it. I'm not fighting it now. I have a power in my life. I've chosen to seek God today. If you're an alcoholic and wants to get over it, anybody want to get over it? Everybody? Yes? No? They're not sure. You may already be asking, what do I have to do? Now that's the question nobody's ever asked me. I see a lot of new people and they say, well, what do I have to do? And Sandy Beach says, it's not what do I have to do, it's what do I have to do next? What do I have to keep doing? What do I have to do next? What do I have to do next? What is the action? It doesn't say, what do I think of this? Or what do I think I have to do? What do I have to do? And guess what? It's the purpose of this book to answer such questions specifically. If you're dying of alcoholism, addiction, disease of perception, this book in 88 pages will tell you what you specifically need to do to recover. And here's the warning. You need to keep doing it. You don't get a certificate in AA and say, great, you got the degree, put it on the wall. No, it's a continuous program. You have to do it all the time. But you have to learn what to do to keep doing it, right? And you get better at doing it the more you do it. You're quicker to stop judging. You're quicker to stop fear and anger. I'm going to stop right there, and I hope this was helpful. Got some new people, and next week we're going to cover where the disease, that Wednesday we're going to cover where the disease is, what is a real alcoholic, and then the final warning before they give us the solution on page 25. So thank you, everybody.